The next dictation by Dr. Sharon or Mesa M.G. is patient Jeffrey Rosenberg, last name Rosenberg, first name Jeffrey. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram. This is CardioCare Associates letterhead. File Streco space Rosenberg space J. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 2/25/22, referring physician Suhathra Karen Nanathi, MD, performing physician Sharon Armaes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication. 45-year-old male with history of CAD involving the left main and in particular with LAD disease. And a history of VPCs for stress test on medication. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, short PR interval, early transition, correction, normal sinus rhythm with VPC, short PR interval, early transition, nonspecific STT wave changes, period, VPCs noted on monitor. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 120 over 70, baseline heart rate, 81 beats per minute. New paragraph, the patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes and 42 seconds, semicolon, 42 seconds into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 161, parentheses, 92% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 176 over 72 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 28336, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to right leg discomfort and fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10.5 mets. The patient had mildly hypertensive blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise despite his beta blocker with some residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure of 110 over 70 and a heart rate of 104 at the end of the recovery period. There were baseline VPCs, but no VPCs throughout stress or recovery, and there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. At peak stress, there was 1.5 to 2 millimeters of horizontal top sloping ST depression, leads 2, 3, and AVF, which met diagnostic criteria at 80 milliseconds past the J point, and resolved slowly in recovery. New paragraph, impression, abnormal ECG portion, treble stress echocardiogram to 92% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of fair quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with significant augmentation wall motion with exercise, including the territory of the LAD, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiograph portion, treble stress echocardiogram to 92% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. One, abnormal ECG portion of treble stress echocardiogram to 92% maximum predicted heart rate with diagnostic ECG changes with ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is somewhat diminished by the presence of baseline ST T wave changes. Two, the patient did not and ST T wave changes and the normal echocardiographic portion of the test, but increased by the known history of coronary artery disease. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity of 10.5 mets, somewhat decreased from his prior stress test. Four, the patient had a mildly hypertensive blood pressure response to stress on his current medication, and an increased heart rate response to exercise despite his beta blocker with, and a correction, and a normal heart rate response to exercise despite his beta blocker, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. Five, there were no significant, there were, 5, there were baseline VPCs, but no VPCs noted during stress or recovery, and no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic proportion of treble stress echocardiogram to 92% maximum projected heart rate, with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion, without region wall motion abnormalities, normal augmentation wall motion to exercise, including the territory of the LAD, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.